This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial scheduled for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a wide-ranging conversation that covered our bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. He also said facets of India-U.S. strategic partnership discussed included trade, energy, nuclear defense, critical minerals and technology. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar welcomed the trade deal reached between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders emphasized the importance of their democracies working together to unlock new economic opportunities and advance our shared energy security goals. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the India-US trade agreement is a decisive leap forward for the economic ties of both countries. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Singh said that the historic trade deal is going to set the stage for stronger growth, jobs and strategic collaboration. He also thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for opening new opportunities for growth, employment and economic prosperity. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan will begin today at Missamari in Sonitpur district of Assam. It will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between the two nations. The exercise, which will continue till 17th of this month, aims to enhance interoperability between the special forces of both nations, with a focus on joint operations in urban warfare and counter-terrorism scenarios under the United Nations mandate. BJP leader Yamnam Khemchan Singh has been unanimously elected as the BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur. He was elected in Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, party's general secretary and central observer appointed for the election of Legislature Party leader in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. He also noted that under the guidance and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Singh's vast experience, unwavering commitment and strong leadership will further strengthen the party and help fulfill the aspirations of the people of the state. President Draupadi Murmu is visiting the Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri today as part of her six-day tour of her home state, Odisha. She arrived in the pilgrim city last evening and stayed overnight to begin her religious engagements early this morning. Marking a historic first, the sacred Devnimori relics of Lord Buddha are travelling abroad for their maiden international week-long exposition in Sri Lanka this morning. A high-level Indian delegation led by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi is accompanying the relics along with senior Buddhist monks and officials. Union Affairs Ministry will convene the fresh round of talks on demands of Ladakh in New Delhi today. It is being convened to discuss the draft proposals regarding the demands of Ladakh framed on the invitation of the Home Affairs Ministry submitted by the leaders of Ladakh last year in November. Member of Parliament Ladakh Hanifa Jan, Kargil Chief Executive Councillor of Hill Council, Dr. Mohammad Jafar Akhun, and former Lok Sabha MP Thupsan Chewang led 14 representatives, 7 each from Apex, Body, Leh and KDA Kargil, will participate in the talk. In the ICC Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Afghanistan in the second semi-final at Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe today. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. Ayush Mathre-led Men in Blue has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. The winner of this match will play against England in the final on Friday. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants in the eliminator by 7 wickets at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.